So, didn't catch the show on
Thursday.
No worries.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Yeah, g'day, podcasters. Good to have you.
I love the dramatic pause.
Dramatic, well, because
you got
know,
me. I panicked.
Yeah. They didn't know what was coming.
Yeah.
And then I got them. Good to have you here.
Brought from the beauty. Oh, look.
Whoa. Good to have you here.
Or both of them.
There you go.
That was my dramatic pause.
Dramatic pause replaced by other words.
I've got a mental thing going on. It's my dramatic words. Good to have you here, or both of them. I got that covered. Guys, podcasters, for those that have been listening for a long time, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, sometimes, you know. Sometimes mum and dad don't love each other as much as they used to.
That's the wrong analogy.
Okay, sorry. I think
sometimes mum and dad might take you out of school, right?
Okay, yeah, I'll stay with you.
And take you to another school and go, this school is going to be better for you. It'll be a better experience. You'll learn more. And overall, you'll become a better student if you go to this school.
Okay. I'll say my new analogy and then we'll explain what's happening.
Mm.
Sometimes you own a horse and you have to shoot it. But got a new horse.
We'll explain. This is all going to make sense.
It'll make sense.
To extend on your analogy,
yes.
Right? I think it would be better if you say, sometimes you have a horse.
Yep.
You shoot it and you start playing with another horse. And then you realise, I want that other horse.
I shouldn't have shot the horse. Yeah, you're right.
And so you bring it back to life.
And now it's some sort of zombie horse.
that we hope will be better. We hope will be better than the other horse.
Yeah, yeah. I've got it. This is a perfect analogy.
Okay. Well, again, we are going to explain and all these analogies will make sense.
Also, analogy. Analogy.
Oh, it's becoming one of those word
sounds. It's becoming
sounds.
A sound thing. Mm. Anyway. You have a partner.
Sometimes you have a partner,
and then you break up with them.
Yep.
And you start dating someone new.
Yep.
And you go, holy shit, I shouldn't have broke up with that person.
Yeah.
So now you have to leave that person and go ask for him back.
Go back to the other one. Yep. Perfect. And you know what? That's probably the best one. Give yourself a round of applause. Jim, well done. That's the one. In explaining that analogy, a few weeks ago, we were told that we had to move this bit.
We have, just a quick explanation. We have about 50 bosses.
And bosses for different things.
It's too
but
many.
They all come under the umbrella of boss.
And everyone loves giving you feedback or loves telling you something.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, we got the feedback that if you have been a long-term listener, Nathan and I would chat here, we'd shoot the shit.
Do this talkie-talkie.
It could be 5, 10, 15, 20, half an hour, something.
Yeah. Sometimes there's other people involved.
Yeah. And then you get to the stuff from the show.
Yeah.
Right? And there's some great stuff on the radio show.
You may have seen it on TikTok. You may have seen it on Instagram. That's all in here still.
It's all in here. But this was like just, this is the podcast. This is us just chatting. Mm. There's no time frame. There's nothing. We talk for as long as we want and we talk about anything. Nothing's planned. This is purely for the podcasters. This is a podcast.
Yeah.
Some boss was like, nah, hate it.
Put it to the end. Don't get rid of it. Put it to the end.
But then he was like, do a little bit at the start.
Like a little teaser.
And if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you'd heard probably me and Nath going, having a chat. And then I go, Nath, what's your favourite thing on the show? And Nath and I had a chat today. We had a chat with a great man. I'll shout him out, Blotz.
Mm.
Blotz is a great man. And we went, no, we're going back the way it was.
Yep.
We're going back to the old girlfriend. We broke up with a new one.
We're at her doorstep at the moment. And we're like, babe,
please let me in.
Remember, I made a really bad decision. Don't worry about her.
I'm a zombie horse.
To combine analogies, yes, of course. Yeah. I'm a zombie
in
horse.
In a new school.
And I hated that school. But we're here now, right? We're begging for your forgiveness.
We're so sorry, podcasters. We know you probably hate this.
Because we're flip-flopping. We're flip-floppers. That's what we're doing. We're flopping and flipping, flipping and flopping. And now we flopped back.
And we hate being flip-floppers.
Exactly. So we're on the flop back, right? And this is how it's going to stay.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do as a little treat, because there are some people that go, you know, see a video on our TikTok or someone tweeted us the other day from overseas. It was like, I love the Jimmy Nath podcast.
Sure, yeah.
Jeez, they carry on a bit at the start.
That's why we changed it.
That's why we changed it. But now we changed it back because this just makes, there's nothing at the end, by the way. Don't fast forward to the end and try and find something because it's gone.
No, listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, this
you might get like a listener.
Something. Yeah, there might be an ad or something. Get diapers.
Mm. Maybe. I mean, if you get advertised diapers, perfect show for it. Huggies come out.
Adult diapers. Spoken, written by Jimmy Nath. No, what was I going to say?
I don't know, mate. You're telling a story.
That was the Ed's God. What was I saying?
I don't know, mate. I know a lot to think of inside your brain sometimes, but...
Oh, no. Oh, as a treat for those people listening, if you do, if you are watching the TikTok videos or the Instagram videos and you're like, where's that real funny video? I'll put a little timestamp. So each podcast, if you want to get past all this, if you just want to, you know, bat these ones away, you can. There'll be a time that you can sort of scrub ahead to.
Great.
Scrub is a word that you use in the podcasting world.
So I think everyone should know what the word scrub is by now, especially if you're a podcast listener.
And everyone here is. And... now that we got all this figured out, we think we're pretty good. So you get this. It could be multiple people. Could be a bit extra from an interview. Could be Nathan and I 10, 15, 20, half, whatever we feel like doing. Then you get just the best bits of the radio show, the callers, you Australia. We're still working on how we can get Americans to get involved.
Just quickly, if you're listening...
Not just Americans, sorry, internationals.
No, only Americans. Screw everyone else. Not even Australians, just Americans, purely Americans. I think this would be a fun thing. So based on all those analogies that we did, right, and now we've provided the explanation, right?
Yep.
I want to give people out there, podcast listeners, a chance to come up with their own analogy to fit what we just did.
Okay. Right?
So if you've got one, none might come through. You know what I mean?
DM us at Jimmy Nath on Instagram.
Yeah, go to Instagram and we'll read out if we get any. I don't know if we will. If you don't hear any, how long do you want to give it? A week?
Oh, you're saying for a podcast?
Mm.
Someone's calling me.
Who?
Should I answer it?
No,
I'm
doing the podcast. Mum, shut up.
No, I'm answering it.
Who is it?
Hello, Jimmy speaking.
Hello? You heard the click at the start. It's going to be a telemarketer.
Hello?
No.
Yeah, hello.
Get the podcast. Give us an analogy.
No one. Oh, they hung up. Give them a week to come up with analogies. All so right. If you're hearing this, DM us at Jimmy Nath. Come up with your own story of how we've changed the podcast.
Next Thursday's podcast. If we get any analogies that fit the analogies that we just gave, right?
Yep.
Then we'll address them and we'll give you a shout out.
Or we may forget about it because it's a week and that's so much can happen in our lives in a week.
Yeah. So we probably will forget about it, but I hope we don't.
Did I tell you that there's...
Hold on to hope. That's a good thing, a good takeaway.
No, it is. It's a great Hallmark card.
Hold on to hope.
Congrats on the baby.
Yeah.
Hold on to hope. Because the baby's name's Hope.
Yeah. Hold on to it,
mate. Don't let it go.
Hold on to your baby.
TikTok has like DMs now. It's had it for a while. Like you can message people on TikTok now.
Oh, you aware of that? No.
Yeah, it's just another thing I've forgotten to look at. There's too many messages.
People have been DMing us.
People have been DMing us on TikTok. Facebook, we don't even look at.
Well, there's one of those send auto messages that goes, go to Instagram or email.
And even Instagram, I forget because we get heaps on there.
Mm. Oh, do you want to hear a weird email I got today?
Oh, I'd love to.
This is from Facebook, right? And this person has then emailed and they got me hook, line, and sinker, right? Where is it? How about I might have deleted it. Bear with me here, Jim.
No, you're right. We got this is the podcast. Oh, this is what it is now.
Jordan M, right? Yep. Jordan M.
Jordan.
First mistake. Hey, Jimmy. Exclamation mark. Love your latest Jimmy and Nath podcast episode. Smiley face. Oh, okay. I'm interested. You're a listener, right?
Yep.
The thumbnail, comma, the content, comma, the guest, ...
Ah, so it's a bot. Yeah.
And now I'm starting to go, hang on a minute. Pretty generic because I'm assuming thumbnail, content, guest, one of those is going to be as part of the podcast, if not all, right? Pure gold! Exclamation mark. Which, funnily enough, is another radio station. While listening, I noticed a lot of short parts would be perfect for TikTok and IG reels. My agency grew 12-week relationships TikTok from 0 to 50K by posting 9 clips, blah, 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 partnerships. Are you interested in results? P.S. Waiting for the next podcast episode. Wink face. Love, Jordan Morley, founder of Social Swirl.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe it's not a bot. Maybe it's like an all-reply, an all-message thing, you know what I mean? Like a generic message.
Mm, but
no,
is that working on anybody?
I mean, if they're doing it. Jordan, I always worry about those scams. You know, someone's falling for them.
Jordan,
unfortunately,
send us another email if you really are listening to the podcast.
And send us pineapples.
Yeah.
Like, send us photos of pineapples
to
and then
prove
we'll know.
You're not a bot.
Or send us multiple photos and then in certain photos have crossings and then circle the crossings to prove you're not a robot.
Take 5 photos of the street and all the traffic lights. Select them.
Send us photos of cars and motorcycles and circle only motorcycles.
I got one the other day and it almost got me because it was like, so it said circle the grass, right? It said, and it was a picture of like a road and houses and then like front lawns, right? And so it had the squares. It's like circle the pictures with grass in it. But there was also a medium strip. And if you zoomed right in, you know how medium strips sometimes get those little bits of weeds and things. I was like, is that grass? So I selected it and then it was like, wrong, have another go. And it was a different thing. I think I got like traffic lights or bicycles or something. I was like, don't make it so cryptic. Like, and also, aren't robots supposed to be the smartest things ever?
They are. There's going to get to a point
where... You tell me they can't figure out what a bloody traffic light is?
No, that's what I mean. They'll get to a point where they'll be getting in and us humans will. It'll be so advanced to try and get into your emails or something.
You've got to dumb it down.
Down now.
You know what I mean? So... Anyway, that's just my
I know what you mean, mate.
That's my two cents on that. No, it on is. That issue.
It should be a segment on the podcast.
What, Nate's 2 cents?
Yeah, I like it.
What had happened to the 2 cent coin? Bring it back, I reckon.
I mean, I think they just cancelled it. I think you answered your own question.
Was it racist?
I think it was in Copperface.
Oh, no, it made fun of the transaction community.
The Jimmy and Nate Show.
So the good people at Scientific America, they wanted to get at the bottom of why people fear clowns.
Oh, this is a big one.
Yeah, apparently it's a top 3 fear in the United States.
It's got to be the movie It.
Okay, that is it.
Yeah, I know that's what I said, bro. You're not listening to me.
Not it,
you're
it's
focusing
one of the
on the followers.
So they surveyed thousands of people between the ages of 18 and 77. Mm. It's apparently once you're 78.
Oh, mate, you're no longer scared.
You don't care about anything anymore. And they found out that 53.5% of Americans were afraid of clowns. It's like half.
So this
America.
Is a big thing. Is it an American thing? Because I feel like we don't have that many clowns here.
I feel like, there's a lot of clowns in America. It's very American culture, you know what I mean? Like, that's where it's from. There's a lot of clowns at birthday parties.
Yeah.
So there is a name for it. It's... Coolrophobes.
Cool that's, as in it's cool or cool.
Well, it's just the name of it, mate. Yeah, I didn't come up with it. It's cool to hate clowns.
Okay.
So they were asked why they're afraid. These are the top reasons. Clown makeup. They just don't like the makeup.
Yeah, because it can be a bit much.
Red noses.
Oh, what about Rudolph?
Don't tell them about Red Nose Day here in Australia.
Yeah, oh no. Imagine. We put it on cars, we put it on buses.
Freaking out. Some people hate clowns because they're really happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Some people said the colour of the makeup reminds them of dead people.
Well, how many dead people have you seen?
Have you been to an open casket?
Yeah, but how many? Skin's quite, I didn't know it was like a regular
white.
Thing.
It's not, okay, it's not great. The unpredictable behaviour. You know what I mean? What are they doing? They're juggling and doing
oh,
tricks.
Oh, not a balloon animal. Anything but not a sausage dog.
They've inherited the hate or fear from family members.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hate clowns because my dad hated clowns.
It's hereditary.
His dad hated clowns. Movies.
Yeah.
Movies where clowns are evil was a big one.
That's a big one.
That's it.
There's, you know, the thing that, and like, I don't come across that many clowns, right? Except you. You big clown. The thing I don't like.
What I do on weekends.
Is the flower with the water that comes out of it. I'm not into that.
Not into that.
No, I'm not scared of it, but just feedback for clowns, get rid of it. You know
it's
what I mean?
Funny because, I
it's
mean.
It's not that impressive. You know what I mean? When they go, oh, look at this.
Come on, mate. We've gone pretty hard at clowns. Let's.
Pump people are scared of them. I'm telling you things that'll brighten the day.
Is there something, Nath, that you're scared of that you shouldn't be?
Scared of that I shouldn't be?
You have no fear.
No, I've got no fear, mate. I'll cover anything.
Start swinging. Because I was...
No, I do have something. Oh, but
you
I don't
have
if,
to share it, mate. It's a safe space.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off here. No, okay. It's...
We can go to Emily. Well,
but,
we
have to go to, no, but I think it makes sense that I'm scared of it. Like, I don't love... This might sound weird, right?
Okay.
Street fights, right? So... So, now hear me out, right? So, you walk out of a club or a bar or something, and then two people are going at it, right? I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
But then
I walk very briskly so as not to disturb the commotion in the other way.
How often have you walked by a street fight?
Quite often.
And you've been brought into it.
Well, that's because I run away. Well, not run, because I'm not a coward, but I'm just, you talk about the clown's unpredictability. No one knows what's going to happen with the street fight. You know what? That makes sense. Using that logic.
No, but I mean, yeah, okay, again, it's quite confronting, but like...
See what
no,
I mean?
Yeah, but no one's grabbing you.
You
no,
love a
street... Hey, he looks like he'd love a street
what?
Fight.
You don't know that. They could. You know what I mean? I thought that you told me this was a funny. Safe place.
It is. That's fine. I'm not laughing.
Anyway.
I'm laughing with you. Laughing with you.
Emily from Campbelltown. Emily, are you scared of street fights? No, that's not what we're asking. Emily. Okay, quickly, Emily, did you understand my reasoning then? Would you?
I can understand your reasoning 100%. I want to go the whole other direction. You don't want to get involved in that.
Okay. See, you know what I mean? Whereas Jimmy, I feel like you want to throw him.
No, I just, when you were saying. Bloody come at me. I'm ready to go.
It's like growing up out here, it's kind of like, no, walk the other way. You're going to get involved.
Exactly. No. Anyway, Emily, I know. I mean, thanks for weighing in, but that's not what we're asking. What are you scared of that you shouldn't be, Em?
Frogs.
Frogs? What is it? What is it about frogs?
Oh, God, I'm starting to get iffy now about it. I cannot tell you what frogs. I think it's possibly growing up with our holiday house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There would always be frogs in the toilet. Always.
Right, okay. And
so you worried it'd touch your bum.
Or jump up into your crack.
Oh, don't even go there.
Okay. What about, how far does this fear extend? What about like a like an Allen's red frog?
That's okay. Kermit the Frog is a no.
Oh, you don't like
you
Kermit?
Don't like Kermit.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies, yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with Kermit? Okay.
So what happens
a
if you,
frog.
What happens
it's
if you
an
see,
irrational for you.
What happens if you see the frog in real life?
Oh, no, I'm done for. Recently, we had during the floods, I had a flooding incident, had a frog underneath the lamp. The carpet guys found it, and I was out of the house in tears, shaking and crying.
Emily,
and they were laughing.
Can I ask?
Imagine if you saw two frogs fighting.
I know, jeez. No. Oh, no, a street fight, I'd run the other way.
I would be gone before
okay,
that.
Okay, Emily,
the frogs.
When we started the show with Crazy Frog, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I actually don't mind that song, which is bizarre.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I love annoying people with it too.
You okay, love it. Okay, fine. So that's fine.
But
okay.
Some people, like, you know, some people hate tomatoes, but they love tomato sauce.
Yeah, no, of
exactly,
course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like boxing is fine. It's street fights that I can't tell. 13 10 60, Australia, jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
But we are asking right now, what are you scared of that you shouldn't be? This is after we found out Nath is scared of street fighters.
Yeah, street fights, which I feel like doesn't completely fit the brief, because I feel like a lot of people would be scared of that, right? When you come out of a pub and there's a bit of an argy-bargy going on, I'll go the other way. I just don't want to be involved.
I thought you were... I get the scared of, you know, people fighting in the street. I thought you were scared because you're like, I feel like they're going to bring me in. They'll identify me and go...
Tap him in.
I reckon this bloke can fight.
Give me the big guy. Give me the big guy. Sylvia from Mill Park. Hi, Sil.
Hello.
Hello, Sil. What are you scared of that you reckon you shouldn't be?
The butterfly house at the zoo.
Oh, right. So where they keep all the butterflies?
Yes. Horrifying.
What?
Like, horrifying.
Are you scared of, like, butterflies in the wild?
No. So, like, I don't mind, like, in, you know, the normal butterfly outside, but have you seen the size of some of those butterflies in there?
I mean...
like mini pterodactyls.
I'll be honest with you, Sylvia. I haven't.
But now, but great description.
Yeah.
So, Sil, are you worried that like they're going to get out and grab you and fly away with you, or what's worst case scenario?
They're so big. Some of them, like I don't know where they're from. I don't ever want to go to that place where they're from. But they're so big that I can feel like the wind beneath me. Fly over me.
They're not.
And like the worst part is, I have two little kids, and now I have to take them to the zoo, and that's their favourite place.
Mummy will wait over here in the garden.
They're not eagles. They're butterflies. I can feel their wings flapping down. The breeze.
Nathan from Marulbark. Hi, Nath.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
We're good, brother. What are you scared of you reckon you shouldn't be?
Beetles. Any type of beetle.
Any type of beetle.
John, Paul, Ringo.
We've lost a few of them. Clearly happened when we lost a few of them.
What is it about beetles, Nathan?
Have you ever seen that movie? No, I can't remember what year it came out in, but the movie The Mummy?
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever seen that movie The Mummy?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what bloody happens with the beetles.
No, they just run around, don't they? I can't remember what they do.
No, they... So I was six when I first saw this movie.
Yeah.
And they crawl up inside this one particular guy.
Yeah.
Just terrifies me if I think about it. Crawls up all up inside this guy, crawling all around his body, and then just burst out of him. Ever since then, I can't deal.
Well, Nath, I'm scared of spoilers, and you've just ruined The Mummy for me.
Ah, come on.
Claire from New South Wales. Hi, Claire.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. What are you scared of? You reckon you shouldn't be?
I'm scared of stairs.
Stairs?
As in you, like, just going up them, going down them, or just looking at them?
Like going up them, going down them. Like, I just have this terrible irrational fear that I will fall up, fall down, and just, like, die.
Die?
Gee whiz. Do you just, like, not go upstairs or downstairs?
I try and avoid them, like, at literally all costs. So, like as lazy as it sounds, like, using, like, an elevator or something like that. But it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty full on.
Have you ever, like, been somewhere where there isn't, like, a lift or something and someone has had to physically carry you up the stairs?
No, thankfully not. Like, but multiple times, yeah, there's always situations where it's just stairs and it freaks me out. Like, I will just 100% assume the worst. I think it's just because I'm really clumsy. I fall over.
Have you had past experience falling down or upstairs, Claire?
Multiple. My high school was literally all stairs and I literally fell over at least once a week. It was a common thing that happened and everyone knew it. Everyone knew that I was the girl that was always falling up or down the
stairs. Sorry, Claire, can you actually explain how you fall up the stairs? Because I know how you fall down. I just don't know how you tumble up the stairs.
This is what everyone says to me. Yeah. How do you fall upstairs? Well, I just literally will, like, trip and fall and, like, bang my knees and, yeah.
It's really falling into the stairs, though, isn't it?
Okay, I mean, give her feedback on her fear?
Bianca from Port Macquarie. B, what are you scared of?
Hi, guys. It's actually not me who's scared of it, but I've got three children who are nearly adults. They are terrified of Michael Jackson.
Is that because of the, you know?
Yeah, but they don't like they don't like the music, or is it just
the allegations?
Yeah. No, it's the dancing. It's the hair. It's the changing of skin colour and apparently his fingernails. They are and they're nearly adults. Like these guys, my son's 6'2", terrified. And
6'2"? How old is he?
He's nearly 17, but he is so scared. And when they were slightly younger, I used to say, get to bed. Oh, you need a glass of water. Shut up. Go to bed. And then I'd say, if you don't go to bed, Michael Jackson's going to be on TV in a minute. And they would just go.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And we're yet to have this bloke on the show for contractual reasons, but guess what? We beat him, guys. Sucked in. He is easily one of the funniest people going around on TikTok and Instagram at the moment. In three words, he would describe himself as...
Mover, shaker, legend. Probably go with those.
Currently, he has over 850,000 followers on TikTok with his views on content well into the millions. He doesn't drink coffee, but we keep inviting him for one. And someone once told us that he's a surf lifesaver, which may or may not be true. Please welcome the very funny Lachie McIntyre.
Thank you very much.
We do need to apologise because we've hung out a few times outside the show and we keep taking you to coffee and you just sit there and drink the free water.
Yeah, no, the water is good.
Obviously, TikTok doesn't pay as well as people think so.
No, you think you'd be able to get the oat milk, but that's not paying enough these days.
He's hoping Fiji Water comes on at the end of this and sponsors him.
Is that how you plan your meals and stuff? You're like, I've got to reach out to Nutri-Grain.
No, I usually just have the refreshing taste of Mount Franklin sparkling water.
Lock, first things first, how are you, mate? I mean, you've come in for the show, hung out a few times. We've taken the training wheels off now. The microphone is on. How do you feel? What do you want to say to Australia? You're here now.
This is a lot like, you know, when your parents say you have to go hang out with the neighbour's kids.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with the neighbour's kids at the moment.
And you're like, they're even weirder somehow.
Yeah, I said to Jimmy, I've got a hard out at 9:25, so as soon as, even if I'm mid-sentence, I'm walking out.
Yeah, get me out. Yeah, we've only paid for your parking for 2 hours, bro. So. Now, this is the thing, Lock.
If he leaves mid-sentence, we're so sorry, Australia. This is all we can afford.
Now, Lock, we do have a new segment on the show that we want to introduce because, of course, I mean, go check Lockie out on TikTok, Lock_Mac. His videos are bloody hilarious. It's that deadpan comedy. So, I mean, Lock, how would you describe your comedy? How would you describe the videos that you do?
pretty excellent. Yeah, no, just like deadpan comedy sketches. And then I'm not doing that. It's me screaming at the camera about something that bothers me.
Yeah. Haven't you had a few people, I mean, we don't have to name it, but you've had a few people reach out and go, can you get this message and just scream it?
Yeah. A lot of people have just reached out and be like, this is a thing that bugs me. Would you mind just yelling about this on the internet? Like, absolutely.
So what we want to do is got a brand new segment where essentially you do all the work for us, which is why we brought you in here, because we're lazy and we want you to do it for us. And the new segment is called The Lockie Dip, guys.
It's time for The Lockie Dip.
You know it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad's rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
Welcome, Lockie. Welcome to The Lockie Dip. They were grabs of Lockie, by the way, not Audio Bones doing a Lockie voice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Lockie looked at me and went, your audio guy does a great name.
Right, so how this is going to work is we're going to spin a wheel of your funny videos, Locke, from recent times. It's going to land on one. We'll hear a bit about what's going on there and what you're bloody talking about, and then we'll transform that into live radio, right? So we're going to transform it, and together as a team...
We're combining great Lockie videos with great Jimmy and Nath phoners.
With mediocre Jimmy and Nath radio.
With just us asking a simple question at the end of something that someone's put a lot of hard work into. But we are combining things.
Absolutely. So we've got a wheel. I'm going to spin it, and then we're going to figure out which video we're going to go with, and then it's up to the three of us, Jimmy, myself, and of course Lockie, to decide what question we are going to ask to Australia. Okay? All right, here we go. Let's spin the first... Lockie Dip wheel.
Let's see what the Lockie Dip has for us today.
When I drink, I talk like a British person.
Hello, lads. I'm from London. Who wants a spot of tea, ain't it, bro?
It's just a...
Okay. You want to talk us through that video, Lock?
Yeah, what was that one, Lockie?
I made a very sad mockumentary about a guy who every time he gets drunk, he speaks in a British accent and all his friends are really concerned about him.
Right, okay. Yeah. I feel like the reason I love that video as well is because we've all got that person. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an English accent, but some sort of alter ego, you know what I mean? Becomes somebody else.
Yeah.
Am I one of those people, Jim? I don't know. I don't think I... Do I change much?
You put on some, you sort of talk like this.
What
if that's an impression or if it's just too many beers. I definitely do accents, but it's, you know, like I spit a wheel of accents.
Yeah.
There was a period of my life where I was going
South African.
Yeah, South African for ages. I think it was because I was at a pub and once in the Australian cricket, the South African cricket team was there.
Mm.
And for some reason, I just, you know, I'd had a few. I thought it was a good idea to also be from the South African cricket team. Not thinking that they're also chatting to the same people I am. And I was called down on it very quickly.
Yeah. Lockie, I mean, what about you personally when you've had a few frothies, mate? Is there a Lockie Mac alter ego or is there a voice or is there something that comes out?
There used to be an intersection of like an Oprah Winfrey and a Dr. Phil. So, not the voices, but I would become like Dr. Phil, like anyone who was upset and wanted advice. I was like, absolutely, brother, whatever you want to talk about. And then it would turn into Oprah, where I was like, everyone gets a shot. You get a drink. Yeah, it was bad on the bank account.
Yeah, actually, I remember doing a similar thing. I used to yell out to people and tell them what my PIN code was on my card. And they'd go, it was back in the days where you had to pay with cash. So they'd go to the ATM, get all this money out. And then I remember one time I kept doing it and my mates come up to me and go, stop doing that. I'm like, why? And they're like, you've run out of money. It keeps declining.
Nath does do the Dr. Phil thing. I don't know if you give bad, like, honest advice, though. Nath just gives, he'll tell anyone they should do it. Like, they'll say something to him, and he goes, you know what, man, do that. Chase your dreams. And they're like, I just said I want to steal a car.
That's what you want to do.
You got to get from A to B somehow. You know what I mean?
Steal that car. All right, how about we ask this? If we're all happy as a team, 13-10-60, what's your drunk alter ego? What do you reckon? Are we happy with that?
Is it an accent? Do you become someone who gives advice?
Yeah. Is it a whole nother person? Maybe you take on a whole nother identity, you know, when you're out, you pretend you're somebody else. Drunk alter egos, let's go with that. 13-10-60, the first edition of The Lockie Dip. We're asking for drunk alter egos. Is it yours, somebody else's? And you know what? If you give us a call, $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's time for The Lockie Dip.
You know it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad's rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
Yeah, that's right, guys.
Round of applause. He's still here, Locke. How this works is we go to his TikTok. We pick a video that we think is relatable to the good people of Australia. We then fashion a phone off the back. And the question we're asking is 131060, drunken alter egos. Lockie, I do want to thank you because, I mean, we're using you because we're lazy, right?
Mm.
And we don't we don't want to do much. He's even created a Google Doc for us as well. That he's created.
He has put the work in, Nath.
So
he's not just funny, he's smart.
Yeah.
And he's also a surf lifesaver. We're talking about drunk alter egos. I lie about my friends. We were out on the weekend, we're at a table, someone brought out a Lockie Mack video talking about him way too much, like Jimmy Nathan's sitting right here. And this woman goes, "Oh, geez, he's hot." And I didn't even know if Lockie was single. I just went, "He's single."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Really?" And I went, "Yeah." And they're like, "Tell me about him." And I'm like, "Well, it's obviously funny and a surf lifesaver." And they're like, "Wow."
Now, we brought this to you, Lock. Have you ever been a surf lifesaver? Are you?
I was a surf lifesaver for no part of my life ever.
Has it crossed your mind? Okay.
I do that. If there's any chance my friends could hook up or do something, I panic. I just try it. And for that moment, I was like, what's really cool? Surf lifesaving?
What, and girls like that. Being hilariously funny on TikTok with almost 1 million followers.
Look, I think that's enough. I could see she was wavering. She was interested. She might have. And then I went, surf, boom. She was all in. Okay. All in on lock.
We're talking drunk alter egos, 13, 10, 60, yours or somebody else's. Give us a call, guys. $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers up for grabs. Belinda from Lilydale. Hi, Belle.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good, Belinda. Drunk alter egos, is it yours or somebody you know's?
It's actually my daughter's. It's not an alter ego. It's like an imaginary friend.
Okay. Talk us through it, Belle. What do we got?
She had a couple of friends over one night, and one of her mates actually sat down in a chair, and her friend didn't know what to do when she actually asked this guy to move because her imaginary friend, Sarah, was sitting in that spot. And she actually went to belt this boy up because the boy couldn't see the imaginary friend.
Sorry. So your daughter's imaginary friend only comes out to play when she's been drinking?
Yeah.
And then she tried to fight a guy because
he sat in the chair where Sarah was sitting.
Do you know the name of the imaginary drunk friend?
Sarah.
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 So, sorry, and your daughter's name?
Ashanti
and Sarah. God, I mean,
yeah.
Have you spoken to your daughter about this, Belinda?
Yeah, a couple of times Sarah's popped over to visit.
Oh, what do you say to Sarah? What do you say when she gets there?
I've never actually encountered her hearsay, but
it's because she's not real.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to burst the bubble, Belle.
Janine from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Janine.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Janine. We're asking about drunken alter egos. Have you got one?
I have one. I live with one.
Yep.
And it's my husband after a few drinks. And he then calls himself D-Driver and likes to pelvic thrust everywhere.
Legend.
Lockie, I feel like this might be something that you would be into. The thoughts on the D-Driver and the pelvic thrusting, have you tried it before?
Yeah, I like his methods. About it.
Janine, has this ever worked on you? I mean, I guess he's trying to have sex with you. Yeah, I mean, has it worked?
Well, he does it after a number of beers, but he does it everywhere.
Oh, so it's not just to you. He's the deep.
It's just anywhere he can throw his leg up and do a pelvic thrust.
Sorry. So what if he's out at a pub? He'll just get his throw the leg up and just go, "Hey, the D-Driver's here."
Yeah, pretty much. He's definitely a keeper, that one.
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
Oh, I love him.
He's the driver. He's not the designated driver.
He's also the keeper.
Andrew from Queanbeyan. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, mate. Have you got a drunken alter ego?
I certainly do.
Okay, who is it, Andrew? Tell us.
So it's actually me, but I turn into the ultimate entrepreneur.
The ultimate entrepreneur. Okay, talk us through this, Andy.
So basically, I go on Facebook Marketplace and I'm like, yep, $50 for a mower, I can sell that for $200. I can, I'll buy a cheap car, I'll, I'll message all these people and in the morning not even remember a thing. And hang on, wait, there's about 20 people that have accepted my offer, people trying to make times for me to come pick things up. I'm like, what the hell have I done?
Do you go buy these things or do you message them and go, I'm so sorry, I was hammered?
Look, occasionally I do. I get some great deals.
All right, let's get one more. Jamie from Vermont. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Jamie, have you got a drunken alter ego?
I guess it's when I, it's normally from the bourbon, but I end up turning into Borat.
Oh, bourbon Borat. Oh, no.
Yeah, bourbon Borat.
Bourbon Borat. Okay, yeah. I mean, do you do a good Borat, Jamie, or what's the guy?
I mean, I can't really hear myself, but, I mean, he comes out pretty well when I'm drunk. I give you that.
Okay, how about we do this? We've got Lockie here. He's an independent judge. Jamie, you give us your bourbon Borat, and Lockie, you can let us know if that's any good or not, all right?
Yep.
All right. My name is Borat. I'm from Kazakhstan. I like sex because I'm king of the chair.
Okay, Jamie, we asked you to speak. We didn't actually ask for the actual Borat to speak.
Well done!
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, I want to play a little game now. Australia, I want you to give us a call if you're angry. Give us a call if you're angry. It could be about absolutely anything. We want to chat to you.
Angry right now.
You know, maybe someone stole your car park today. You know, maybe you got home and you really wanted that leftover dinner, but your roommate ate it.
Oh, the dog's pooed on the floor.
Dogs.
I don't know. I don't even have a dog. I don't know why that came to mind. That's weird.
Obviously,
if that happened to me, it would make me mad.
Yeah. Say, maybe kicked your toe is a good one.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Shitting dogs.
Things that annoy me. Kicking my toe, hitting my head, and hitting my shin. All three physical things that
and
really annoy me.
Earlier in the show, you get dragged into fight. Yeah. You just ain't getting touched.
If I got into a street fight and someone kicked me in the shin, oh, it'd be all over.
And as you ran away, you kicked your toe.
Oh, God, I'd be upset.
And you fell down in your head.
Worst day ever. And then I got home and my dog shat everywhere. I'm like, I don't even have a dog.
How did it get in here? So 1310cc, give us a call, Australia, if you're angry. If you want to play a little game. This is because new research, Nath, has found that people who wish they were taller are more likely to be angry.
Okay, so short people.
Short people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be weird if you were 6'6" and you're like, geez, I wish I was 6'7".
Oh, I wish I could get to 7 foot. I'm so close.
I mean, I love Yao Ming, and he just looks like he's living up there. I mean, I know I'm 6'8", but just 7'3".
You could hide the cookies so far away.
No one would ever get them.
Yeah.
So research has found that those who are short may engage in hostile behaviours to offset their height advantage, therefore more likely to be angry.
Okay, so just short people are cranky because, isn't it short person syndrome? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
So this is the science behind it.
But I don't think that all people that are short are angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't think all people that are angry are short.
Okay, you don't want to generalise. That's good because we're a fair show.
We are a fair show. So I thought we could do our own little test. We love doing tests in the Jimmy and Nate Show. We also play a fun little game.
Mm.
So how this works, Australia, you call us. You tell us what you're angry. You've got to be angry, though. That's what this test is.
You've
got to
be steaming. We need
you to be angry about something today, like kicking your toe, your dog shitting.
Only call if your dog's shat in the house.
So you give us a good chat. And then, Nathan, I'm going to have a little chat to you.
Great.
And then we're going to guess if you're short or tall.
Okay, I love this. This is good. All right, 131060. You've got to be angry in the moment. Are you mad right now? We'll talk to you and we will try and guess based on your anger whether or not you are tall or whether or not you are short. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nathan, just ask 1310cc. Give us a call if you're angry.
Mm.
We're looking if you're angry right now. So we want to do a little science test because some new research outside of the Jimmy Nash Show has found that people who wish they were taller, so usually shorter people, but I'm sure there's people out there who are 6'9" who wish they were 7 foot.
Yep.
Just
so close. Close.
They're more likely to be angry. But I said to you, Nath, I don't think that all people who are angry are short, and I don't think all short people are angry. So we're going to chat to people, find out what they're angry about, and then you and I, together, we're going to lock in if they're short or tall, and then find out.
I love it. Our own science experiment, which is good. Testing the research. Jordan from Newey. Hi, Jord.
Hi.
Are you angry, Jordan?
I'm very angry.
I mean, you sound furious.
What are you angry about, Jordan?
So I was just driving home from work today, and someone cut me off driving home, but they honked me and stuck the finger up at me.
That annoys the hell out of me, Jordan. When they're in the wrong and they make you feel like you are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst. Were you steaming for the rest of the drive home, Jordan?
Well, I stuck the finger back up.
Good.
Did they see it?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, let's say yes. Let's say yes.
Yeah. I think that deserves the double bird, yeah. But also hands on wheels.
Of course, 100%. You know, yeah. All right. Now, based on Jordan, she does sound angry. Mm. She does sound angry, but I feel like there's a tone of calmness to her voice.
Yeah,
you reckon?
She does, you know, she sounds lovely too, bubbly, fun. She's not angry at the world.
Now, of course, I'm going to say she's on the tall side. I'm going to say tall.
Yeah, I was also going to say tall. Let's lock in tall.
Okay, we're going to lock in tall. Jordan, are you short or tall?
I'm short.
Oh!
How short are you?
About 160 to 177 meters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's short. That is no, short. Yeah, 160. We should have brought a ruler.
Yeah,
around.
We should, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jordan. You've got more feedback for us. I don't want to make her mad.
Yeah, no, go back.
Sorry, Jordan. What was that, Jordan? What were you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, like, if I'm 5 foot or what foot. I'm just like, I know I'm 160 centimetres.
I could be 5 foot, I could be left foot. I don't know. Thank you, Jordan. Craig from Warrnambool. Hi, Craig.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good, Craig. You sound like you're a bit upset. Are you a bit angry, Craig?
I am a little bit pissed off. Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Why? What's wrong, Craig? Talk to us.
I'm majorly pissed off, actually.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Craig. What do you got?
The reason is, no matter what radio station has a competition and asks for calls, every time you ring them up, no one ever answers the bloody phone. It just rings out, or it's engaged all the time. That really pisses me off.
I can imagine it would be frustrating, Craig.
I mean, it must feel nice to get through now, though.
Yeah. After about 10 engages and it rang, you actually answered it. So there, that was cool.
Yeah, hey.
But no other station. No, crap.
No other station does it. Yeah, you're
Would you
so
say
right.
We're the best radio show, Craig?
You are. I've been a long-time listener of The Fox.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Shout out to the good people in Melbourne.
Can we get Craig a prize team? What do you want, Craig?
Oh, I would love anything. Just to win something would be fantastic.
How about this, Craig? Have you got hair? You got hair? Because I got a shampoo pack. You want a Batiste dry shampoo pack?
Oh yeah, and chuck in some CDs. That'd be good.
CD? No. How about this? What about a $50 Jimmy Brings voucher?
Oh, how about a PlayStation 5? I'd love one.
How do we go from CDs to PlayStation 5?
Jeez, that's
have
a
you ever negotiated that, before,
that's
Craig?
I'm a
bloody good negotiator, you know.
Well, evidently, you've gone from CDs to PlayStation 5 and we haven't blinked.
Okay, Craig.
All right, what's your final offer, Craig? What do you want?
I don't know, radio. Controller for the PlayStation.
We don't have a PlayStation. Okay, Craig.
And you're not a good negotiator.
Okay, Craig, this is what you're getting. You're getting a $50 Jimmy Brings voucher and we're going to lock in your tall.
Yeah, sort of. I'm
5'11",
so 6 foot.
Okay, great. We win. Good on you. Latham from Victoria. Hello, Latham.
How you going, boys?
Good, mate. Just quickly, did you get through first call?
I did.
Yeah, good on you, mate. It's not that hard, is it? Latham, are you mad, Latham? Are you cranky at something?
Mate, I've been in the car for the last half an hour, cool myself down. I've been looking for forks in my kitchen for the last week. I cannot find one. And I took the liberty to walk into my roommate.
Oh dear, someone was naughty.
But don't worry, Jimmy and Naif are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
All right, I've just got to press a button here. And we're back, guys. How you going?
We're going back to Latham. He was really good.
Well, last time I had to do this, the phones didn't work, remember?
If you're listening to this, we had Latham on from Victoria and he said the F word. It was very appropriate.
Yeah, of course it was.
From all accounts.
Because he's cranky and we're asking for angry people.
Yeah, if you missed it, he was in his house. He couldn't find a fork.
Mm.
He said a word that kind of is fork. I mean, and then he went.
Well, no, he did say that. Yeah.
He went to his roommate's room. We got cut off there, but I'm guessing his roommate had the forks.
Okay, I'm hoping this works. Latham, are you there?
I am. Sorry about that. I did say fork. I didn't say the other one.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, Latham, that's what we got that all button for. It's magic.
So you're going into your roommate's room and?
I found forks, plates and cups.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
That'd make me angry too.
I'd imagine you're pretty furious at that, Latham. How do you eat without a bloody fork?
Well, I've been going to work eating with my fingers for last week, so yeah.
Like a caveman, Latham, which you're not. You're a civilised man, I'm assuming.
Oh, boom, boom, I go.
What do you want to say to your roommate who's been hoarding forks in his room without swearing?
Oh, just clean your mess up once in a while, I'll be a happy fella.
Yeah,
it's true.
Come on.
Nathan, I'm going to lock in. Latham, he's a big fella. He's tall. He likes his food.
Yeah. Latham, we're going to lock in tall.
You're right on that one.
We got one. That's good. Okay, good on you, Latham.
Let's send Latham a fork.
Yeah. Spelled F-O-R-K. Mick from Warrandyte. We got one more. Hi, Mickey.
Yeah, g'day, lads. I'm bloody angry.
What are you angry about, Mickey?
Mate, I went out to the fridge and I grabbed a can of cider, just as you were talking about this nonsense. And you know, it's been sitting there. No one's touched it. No one's shaking it up. Mm. And I opened it, and it just blew all over me.
I hate it when it blows all over you. Mick.
Why did it blow all over you, Mick?
I don't know. It's an angry can, I guess.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, the good people of the Yarra Council in Melbourne, they're outraged, speaking of anger, at the new bin tax that could be introduced.
Oh, not the cheese tax?
No, not the cheese. The bin tax. The bin tax that could see them charged $115. They're not happy. The Yarra Council currently includes the cost of waste service removal in its general rates. Good to see you, general rates. But it is now proposing to list it as a separate cost to residents, charging them that extra $115 a year, which is just, it's steep, mate. You know, the prices of things are going up, mate.
It's the money we earn is staying the same.
Inflation going up, and then the RBA interest rates are all going up.
What am I doing? I'm still here. Still paying me the same amount of money. Doesn't matter how many hours I work. Smashed avocados on toast, those kids.
Anyway. Who's whinging? Not us. Outraged residents have taken matters into their own hands, Jim. I love it when they do this.
Oh.
Pitchfork? No, they haven't. they've done a petition, guys. They've done a petition, which is the
If there's one thing we know that doesn't work, it's an online petition.
It's the modern day pitchforks, isn't it? The petition. 4,500 signatures from the Yarra Council.
It doesn't matter how many.
Oh, the government's going to do what they want.
I've never seen an online petition work.
No, of course not. So, I mean, all the best to you. We'll sign it.
Hats off for doing something.
Yeah, well done. You've banded together, 4,500 of you. But look, I don't know. I hope the bin tax doesn't get you, but it might. Speaking of bins, though, everybody has to take out their bins. And it's probably one of the worst tasks going around. You and I live together, Jim, and I would constantly forget the bins on purpose. I would step over them.
People ask me what it's like living with Nathan Stray. It's Jimmy, by the way. Mm. And there was a lot of things that, you know, you weren't great at. Let's not list them all here. No.
We don't have time.
But the only one that actually annoyed me was the bins.
Sure.
Because you're right. It's a very annoying task.
It's a shit task.
No one likes to do them.
It's a rubbish task.
There was a period where...
Thank you. Appreciate that.
There was a period where Nathan and I lived in this place, and it was like a two-story townhouse. So it was one bedroom downstairs, one upstairs. And in the mornings, we were doing breakfast radio in Hobart. We'd do 6 a.m., 9 a.m. So we'd get up. We had a coffee machine. Yeah, we're doing okay. And
but not now with inflation.
I'm still in the same. So we'd get up in the morning. So Nathan, he was downstairs. He'd walk upstairs, and we'd make coffee. And what I'd do is I'd put the bins from the kitchen at the staircase. So you couldn't walk. You'd have to... physically, like, grab the handle, hurdle over them, and I would put them there on the bin night, and you would, the morning off, because we're taking it in the morning.
Sure.
You just stand over them.
Because I wouldn't see them. You know, every time I go down a set of stairs, I jump. It's a weird thing.
And then we lived in a different place. Again, we were renting, it was like a little unit, and there was like 6 of them in a row, and we were at the back one. So you imagine, there's a very long driveway down to ours. Nath would drive the bins up there, so he'd lean his arm out the window.
Oh, no, that's right. I had my
head out of the car.
Because it's the worst task ever.
He would drive it to the top. And so many times he'd drop it on the way and the rubbish would go over and just drive off.
I just leave it. They won't know it's me. Here's what I want to do,
They're numbered.
Taking the bins out, as we've just discussed, it sucks as a task. So here's what I want to do. I want to make this task easier and more fun for the people. I want to celebrate people putting their bins out. I want to make it fun and exciting for the people putting their bins out. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Is it your bin night?
Is it your bin night?
That would have scared that caller.
Really?
Oh my God, it's my
Simon Jackson.
131060, is it your bin night? Can you put your bins out live for us? Because we know that task sucks and we want to make it a little bit more interesting for people.
Bins out for the boys.
Say bins out for the boys. Yeah.
Bins out for the boys. Bins out for the boys.
That might be a perfect example of things that we can make exciting when you take the bins out. So 131060, jump on the phones right now. We will make bin night fun for you. We've also got more of these $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. We've got $100 Step One underwear vouchers to give away. If it's your bin night, jump on the phones right now. 131060. Amanda from Harvey Bay. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hello. Amanda, is it your bin night?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Are you willing? I can't believe we got one straight away. Lots of bin nights. Are you willing to take your bins out for us right now and we're going to make that experience fun?
Yes, I'm looking at my bin right now. It's got a praying mantis on it.
Okay.
It's got a praying mantis on it.
Yes, are
you afraid of praying mantises?
I'm terrified of any bugs.
Okay, we'll give it
That was a segment from earlier. Yeah, we're actually doing bins now.
Amanda, for this segment to work, I'm going to need you to actually take the bins out. Are you going to be able to handle that, or do we need to call somebody in to get rid of the praying mantis?
I'll try.
Okay, you'll try. Okay,
we love that. A good positive attitude.
Okay, so Amanda, how far have you got to take the bins to get to the curb? How far are we talking?
Probably about 15 steps, if that.
Okay, 15 steps. Okay, so let's make this exciting, all right? In 3, 2, 1. Come on, Amanda. Have you got it? Have you got the bin?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, are you screaming because of the praying mantis?
Yeah.
You can do it, Amanda. Come on.
Go, Amanda.
Go.
Bull.
King.
Bull.
Done. Tell us when you're there.
Done.
Yeah. Yes.
Well done, Amanda. How do you feel, Amanda?
Oh, heart racing.
Heartbreaking?
Did you drop
heart
the bin?
Racing.
Oh, heart racing. Okay,
I'll
Amanda.
Never see the bin again.
Because we need a straighter call right now. 131060 will improve your bin putting out performance. Was it a positive experience for you?
Yeah.
I mean, you puffed. It was only 15 steps. So 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. If it is your bin night, we're going to make your bin putting out experience as positive as we can. But you got to call right now, 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
But Jim, we just asked the question, 131060 Australia, is it your bin night?
Is it your bin night?
The reason being is because... MJ, you did it perfect
for that. It's scary.
Don't be scared.
Is it your bin night?
The reason we're asking the question is because bin night sucks. Taking the bins out sucks. It's my worst chore. I hate it. I hate it so much. My partner bought a whiteboard to put on our fridge just to write bin night on it because I go to the fridge a lot just to remind me to take the bins out.
Do you?
No.
No.
God, no.
Nice.
God, no. Throw it out the window. I tried to do that.
I took it to the bin. So what was this bloody whiteboard doing on my fridge? Put this in the bin now.
So what I wanted to do is help the good people of Australia improve their bin night, make it a positive experience. 131060, if you're taking your bins out, we're going to help you do it to make it a better experience for you. Maddie from Traralgon. Hi, Mads.
Hey.
Hey, Maddie. Is it bin night for you?
Yeah.
Okay. How many bins are we talking, Mads? Just the one?
Four
bins.
Four bins.
What bins are they?
Two garbage and two recycles.
Gee, you've been busy,
Is this the place where you live or work?
No, where I'm living.
Where are you living?
A lot of bins.
Gee, okay. How many people in the house, Mads?
There's just four of us at the moment.
Four of them. Bin each. Must be nice.
Oh, no. And you've got the task of taking all four out, Maddie.
Yep.
Okay.
Not old enough yet.
Okay, right. Okay. So,
what did Maddie say?
I don't know. I moved on. Maddie, how far have you got to go to take the bins? Like, how far have you got to travel?
25 steps.
So, okay. Are you going to take all four out right now?
No, two each.
Time. What are you going to do with the phone while you're holding two bins?
In the bra.
In the bra. Okay,
smart.
That's good. Okay, all right.
She's done it before.
Yeah, good on you, mate. She's
We're
got
the second radio station to do the bin challenge.
Bloody Triple M have been doing it for weeks. Okay, Maddie. Okay, this is a weird thing being asked, but put your phone in your bra and tell us when it's in there.
It's in.
Okay, it's in. Okay, good. All right.
Nice. It's nice here.
It's comfortable. All right, Maddie. Tell
us. Lace.
Is that a white? Ouch. Okay, Maddie, you tell us when you start taking the bins out, we'll make it a positive experience, okay?
I'm about to start now.
And go! Come on, Mads!
You can do it, Mads!
You can do it!
25 steps!
That's all you've got to do, Mads!
1 foot in front of the other, Mads!
How's it going so far, Mads? Talk us through it!
Oh, stop! Wow! Gee whiz! But you're not done yet, are you, Kat?
You're not done,
get
though.
Get back and get those other two bins.
No, I'm back to the second one now.
Come on, Kat, let's go again.
It's another 25.
Kick.
50 in total.
Kick. Come on, Matt. Is it there?
All done.
Are you done?
Done the second lot.
Okay, just quick, Maddie, take the phone out of your bra.
Yep.
Are you done? Yeah!
Wow.
You've done your country proud, Maddie.
You have.
You put Australia on a podium tonight.
Yeah, and you put a radio show in your bra, so you've done both.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.